One of the fun things that we do on Tuesday mornings is coming up right now. This is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you'd like to join the voices you're about to hear on the radio. You don't have to be a student. Our mornings on Tuesday are oftentimes dominated by student reports. But please, if you have things that you'd like to talk about with us, we'd love to hear from you, and you can send your observations to us. You can send them to comments at kaxe.org. You can send them to me personally. My address is jlatimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. And you can write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And of course, if you'd like to call and put it in your own voice, you can call our talkback line. That number is 218-999-9876. We did hear from half a dozen of our schools this week, and we're going to start with Ray Lynn, who is reporting from Baudette.
This is Ray Lynn with the Northern Post Phonology Report from Baudette for October 23rd to 29th. The aspen, birch, ash, and maple trees are all leafless. On Sunday, there were blue jays everywhere. Ritter reported raccoons eating her birdseed this weekend. Danica witnessed a white-tailed deer buck making a rub and scrape. Gus heard the territorial drumming of a ruffed grouse. Finally, high bush cranberries were noticed still hanging on along our school forest hiking trails.
Nice job. Boy, there was so much in there I couldn't keep up. Ray Lynn, that was a really good report. The list of trees that are bare up there sounded like most of them. There are probably a few that haven't lost their leaves, but get ready. It's coming this way, and we will soon be in the bare tree category. Blue jays all over the place. Yep, they're moving in from up north. Deer scrapes and rubs in the woods. That's pretty cool. A grouse drumming. And I have heard grouse drumming in the fall before, so that was pretty interesting. Lots of great things in that report. Thank you, North Post. And we will be listening next week to hear what's happening up there as well. Our next report comes from Case and Rory, and they are students with Nate Lindner in Cohasset.
Hello, my name is Case and Rory from Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We got a brief snow shower on Halloween night. It was enough to have snow on the cars this morning. We also noticed that the daylight is getting less. We'll be changing clocks this coming weekend for daylight savings time. Our class discussed signs of colder temperatures by seeing frost every morning and puddles freezing over at night.
Some of the changes we have seen in the plants this week is the disappearance of most leaves on the trees. Ellie mentioned that the green and yellow leaves on the trees we see now were probably not native to northern Minnesota. Another student mentioned that the grass has stopped or is growing really slow. As a class, we said this because it is storing enough energy to prepare for winter.
Winston said his mom saw a male goldfinch at his feeder, and the goldfinch color was darker than normal. Jay said the fox near his house tried to attack his dog. He must be really hungry. Abel said he has seen female deer gathering in bigger groups during the evening to feed. Mr. Lindner mentioned the only birds he's seen at his feeder are chickadees, juncos, blue jays, and downy and pileated woodpeckers.
Most students think we got our first snowstorm by the second weekend of the deer season. Have a great weekend and good luck on opening weekend of deer season.
Thank you, Rory. Thank you, Case. Nice job. Snow, yes, we did have some snow. We talked about that. The days definitely are getting shorter. And they mentioned, and thank you for mentioning it, this weekend, daylight savings time comes to an end. And we'll have more light in the morning and less light in the evening. So you'll have to get up earlier and get your chores done. The leaves are definitely falling these last few days. And if, as they mentioned, if the trees are still yellow or yellow-green, They may not be from this area. Their phenology is probably different. The grass is slowing as it grows. Male goldfinch seen. And the fox-dog interface. I'm wondering if the fox was just defending itself from the dog. I don't see a fox attacking a dog. Foxes aren't very big. They're pretty small. They got a lot of fur, but they're pretty small. Our next report comes from Nora, and she is a student of Rob Marone in Pike Lake.
Good morning. My name is Nora, and this is our report for the week of October 24th, 2021, from Pike Lake Elementary School. Given the season, this week we took some time to study bats. We learned that Minnesota supports 7 different species of bats, and that they eat a variety of different insects. A nursing female bat can eat her entire weight of insects every day. We also learned about echolocation. Although bats can see, they also send out a series of clicks that allow them to locate objects in the dark. While eating a burger at Boomtown, I observed a nice buck walking in the field. Cam reports having a grouse fly into the apple tree at his house. He was wondering if it found anything good to eat. Grace had an exciting ride home. She saw a dead bird and 3 chipmunks running around on the side of the road. She hopes the chipmunks stay off the road. Mr. Run reports having a red squirrel clicking at his dog. The clicks reminded him of what the bats do when they echolocate. Knowing that some humans can echolocate, he is wondering if other animals use some form of echolocation, although he is pretty sure the squirrel was just tired of being chased around the yard. Sophie had a string of 3 mornings where 6 turkeys would come and visit her yard. When they found 2 hornets' nests in her yard, she was wondering if they are actually hornets or wasps. She may have to do some investigating. On Saturday, Louise saw 10 turkeys in her backyard. Then she watched them move on and walk up her neighbor's driveway. She wonders what is the name of a large group turkey. Finally, Alexa found 3 baby mice in a yellow fluffy nest in the corner of her garden. The nest was made of grass and the mice looked quite comfortable. This concludes a report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District. Be aware, things are happening out there.
Thank you very much for that great report, Raphael. That was beautiful. And bats, and they learned about the bats?
That was Nora, sorry.
Oh.
Not Raphael.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Raphael's coming up. You're getting excited.
I got way ahead of myself there. Jumped a page. Thank you, Nora. Yeah, we heard about bats and echolocation, 7 species, and the fact that a female lactating bat will eat her weight in insects every day. Grouse in an apple tree. You know what? We get some grouse that come to an apple tree in my yard, and they have been holding off this year because the frost last spring killed the apples before they formed. And so the grouse are having to find a different source of food. Chipmunks, you know, it reminded me that I haven't seen a chipmunk in over a month. They have disappeared at my house, even though there's plenty of food out there. They must have all that they can use and are just hiding out. And lots of turkeys in their area and 2 hornets' nests. And I don't know if there's a difference between a hornet and a wasp. It might be the different words for the same critter. But either way, you probably are safe bringing a hornet's nest into your house now because we've had a couple of hard frosts. But I wouldn't if we hadn't had a hard frost by now, I wouldn't bring a hornet nest inside until I was sure that all the hornets inside were dead. We checked. Heidi jumped on the internet in an instant and found out that a group of turkeys is called a rafter. So it's not the thing holding up the roof in your garage. It is a group of turkeys. Rafter. I did not know that. Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School, and Raphael is our reporter.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of October 23rd, 2021. My name is Raphael, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Madison's grandpa saw the waning gibbernous moon in the clear sky on October 23rd, while Jane saw the Big Dipper. Multiple students from Miss Rolfe's class saw a rainbow on their way to school on Monday and Wednesday this week. Some students reported that the rainbow was vivid in color, while others saw a more muted version of them. Cheyenne noticed that while she was helping clean up supper at 6 p.m. that it was dark out. Several students, along with Miss Rolfe, was now turning on their porch lights to leave for school and work in the morning. We also had our first frost, and it's been frosty several mornings since. Jonah B. noticed a thin layer of ice on a puddle on Sunday, October 24th. On October 27th, Lucille noticed a sunrise that looked like a pink tornado. Gunny noticed that the leaves on his maple tree are almost all off this week, though poplar trees are still hanging on to their yellow leaves. On Saturday, the 23rd, Amaretta and Raphael noticed all the leaves were off their trees at their houses. Drea noticed that there were no more mushrooms in her front yard. On Saturday, the 23rd, Cody from Mr. Dover's 5th grade class saw two amazing bald eagles as he and his family were driving on London Road. Miss Rolfe also saw some bald eagles on her way to Duluth this past weekend. They were feeding on a carcass alongside the freeway. Sharon and Allie both saw several groups of geese flying in a V formation on Sunday the 24th. On October the 23rd, Dre almost stepped on a woolly bear caterpillar while she was walking with her cousin down on Ryan Road. After cleaning up from NFCS's rendezvous, Miss Rolfe saw two crickets in her room for the first time since the beginning of the school year. Drea noticed that there are more insects entering her house because it's getting colder. Isaiah has noticed many ants in his house. Ants often seek higher ground and or perhaps homes in event of larger amount of rain, which we had on Wednesday, October 27th. Miss Rolfe has not seen the bear that loves her apples lately, but Cheyenne has seen a bear on her dad's trail cam on Sunday the 24th. Payne saw Wolf Scat on her driveway this weekend. A predator was successful at catching their prey at Autumn's house as there was evidence of entrails left on her driveway. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Raphael. Nice notes. You know, I started off talking about the gibbous moon and the Big Dipper. And if you're up in the evening, you will notice the Big Dipper is in the western sky, and by dawn in the morning, it'll be in the eastern sky. And as a student, you can figure out why that is. Ice on the 24th, maples bare, aspens still have some leaves, bald eagles dining on roadkill, woolly bear caterpillars, crickets, ants, and rain on the 27th, and a bear on a game cam on the 24th of October. I've had thought by now that the bears would be asleep, but apparently this one hadn't gotten the message yet. Our next report is from the Long Lake Conservation Center. Eddie from Aiken, Tyler from Hill City, and Michalina from McGregor.
Hello, I'm Eddie from Aiken.
I'm Tyler from Hill City,
and I'm Michalina from McGregor.
Staff, during our trip to Long Lake Conservation Center this week, we saw the aspen trees in the thicket have lost all their leaves. Most of the trees have lost all their leaves, but some of the larger aspens still have golden leaves. The tamaracks in the bog have turned golden and are losing their needles.
We noticed that there are new beaver chew trees. All the chews are on the non-lake side of the tree. We thought we would have ticks on us, but none had any. That's good. At night, we saw the moon, Saturn, and Jupiter.
We observed that milkweed pods are splitting open and spreading their seeds. We thought we'd see an otter, but then they were not active this week. There were no geese in the lake, but we saw grouse and a barred owl on the edge of the bog. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to live connected.
Yeah, live connected, indeed. The aspens are definitely getting down towards their last leaves. Tamaracks are orange. the beavers chewing on the non-lake side of the tree. I think they want the tree to fall into the water so that it's easier for them to gather the food that they want. Milkweed pods are in fact open and the seeds are starting to blow about. There are grouse out there and barred owls as well. Our final report this week comes from Northfield, and Finn is our reporter.
Hi, this is Finn from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. Last Tuesday, a giant flock of starlings descended from on our school. Every class in the school was outside when it happened, and the starlings were so loud that it was hard to hear. We also saw vultures, a pair of eagles, a flock of robins, the ever-present blue jays, and some chickadees. Our magnolia and ginkgo trees are all yellow, but they are holding onto their leaves. The red oak in front of our school is bright red this year. Usually it just turns brown. The clouds are often low stratus now, and there was ice in the puddles this morning. It's really dark in the morning and in the evening now. We saw beautiful stars, but no northern lights this weekend. Then on Sunday, we saw some unusual things. The herons reported seeing a zebra, a dinosaur, a walking banana, a giant chicken, a squid, a 5-foot-tall bunny, a gorilla, a velociraptor, and a rare ninja turtle, all between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Very strange indeed. Be careful out there, folks. This has been Prairie Creek Community School. One more scary step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Finn. Oh, my word. Zebra, dinosaur. A walking banana, a squid, a 5-foot-tall bunny, a gorilla, a velociraptor, the very rare ninja turtle. It was quite the day there down in Northfield on Sunday. Thanks so much, Finn. Great report. Lots of good things. I noticed a couple of things. Turkey vultures still down there, and robins, flocks of robins. In my report this week, I saw a single robin, and I expect we'll talk more about them during that report. That's our talkback segment for this week. Thank you all for participating. If you would like to join the group, it's easy to do. You can get in touch with us at kaxe.org, and we will follow through.